Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is James Sterling, Head of Cavendish Laboratory, and it's my pleasure to welcome you all to this very special event to commemorate and acknowledge 50 years of Josephson physics. We're delighted to see you all here. A special word of welcome to those of you who've come from far away to the meeting today, not least our distinguished speakers, many of whom have literally come from far corners of the world. I'm very grateful for the effort that you've made to be here with us, and we look forward to your talks. I'd also like to welcome representatives from our sponsors. We're very grateful to Cryogenic, to the Institute of Physics Superconductivity Group, to EPSR and to Trinity College for financial support, which has helped us put on the meeting today. Thank you all very much. It's a great privilege for us to be able to be here and celebrate Brian Josephson's seminal work back in the early 1960s. We're very proud of our heritage in the Cavendish Laboratory as one of the world's leading physics department, and in particular our Roll of Honour members of the lab who have won Nobel Prizes. It's very nice to say to be able to celebrate this one in particular here today. I thought I thought to hand over to someone else, and I thought before I do that, it might be interested in this photograph taken from our car, which takes us back to 1962, the year when all this began. It's interesting, I think, this photograph for a number of reasons. First of all, it's taken at what we now call the Old Cavendish, the new museum site. We were there until 1974, and now we're out on the West Cambridge site. It's interesting because you see in the front the triumvirate of Ryle, Mott, and Pippard, looking very much like the guys in charge there. You see just behind them four women clustering together for the safety and number there, four women in the picture. We have a much better gender balance nowadays in the lab. I was just thinking that nowadays we probably have as many female PhD students as there are male PhD students in that particular photograph. There's still some way to go to get the balance right. But perhaps most interesting of all, lurking somewhere towards the back is E.D. Josephson.
You've located yourself.
Looking very dapper. There's another person in that photograph who was almost an exact contemporary of Brian's. John Waldron, however, is also able to spot himself in that.
John, are you?
I think so, yes.
We're too long from Brian to Waldron. And it's a great pleasure because John was around at that time, and I'd like now to hand over to him to introduce the meeting properly by giving us some reminiscences of those early times at Cavendish. So, ladies and gentlemen, John Waldron.